Hello. The New Jersey Highlands Coalition is pleased once again to team with the Northern New Jersey Region Sports Car Club of America in offering you the 2022 Spring Tour of the Highlands. Today's route includes some long stretches of forested roadway and scenic vistas, as well as narrow country roads. The entire route utilizes paved roads of northwestern New Jersey and will include two stops to hear about the fascinating mining history of northern New Jersey. This is a trek/tour, and it's not a race. You must obey all posted speed limits and be mindful of others that you share the road with. If you should have any questions along the route, please call Peter Schneider at 908-938-8750. And please drive with your headlights on for safety. So now as we begin, please set your trip odometer to zero. And we'll start with step one. Make a left turn at the stop out of the Highmark parking area. Step two, at the traffic light ahead, turn left. Step three, and you're now at 0.2 miles, turn right at the next traffic light. Step 4, at 0.6 miles, turn right at the next traffic light, and then an immediate left. Step 5, at 0.97 miles, turn left at the third traffic light on Morris Street. Step 6, at 1.31 miles, go straight at the third traffic light and move into the left lane. Step 7, at 1.53 miles. Use the left lane to turn left onto Route 287 North. Step 8, and you're now at 6.91 miles along. Remain on Route 287 North and do not take the exits for Route 80 East or Route 80 West. You can now see the Boonton Reservoir on your right as you pass under Route 80. The reservoir is a 700-acre structure in the town of Boonton and also in the town of Parsippany. It's owned by Jersey City. This reservoir, along with the Split Rock Reservoir in nearby Boonton Township, provides water for Jersey City and surrounding communities. At the turn of the last century, well, actually the 19th century, Newark and Jersey City had polluted the lower Passaic River to such a degree that there were epidemics of cholera and dysentery. So began an era of constructing reservoirs in the Highlands. The Boonton Reservoir was formed by the construction of a dam on the Rockaway River, completed in 1904 on the site of the original town of Boonton. On September 26, 1908, the reservoir's waters were the first municipal water supply in the United States to be continuously chlorinated. On September 28, 2018, officials from Jersey City, Parsippany, and the Morris County Park Commission announced a plan to create a nature preserve and a 7.7-mile educational/hiking trail around the reservoir. Now we're ready for step nine. Your trip odometer should read 9.03 miles. Bear right to leave Route 287 North at exit 43 for the road towards Mountain Lakes. Then step 10 at mile marker 9.2, or rather odometer mark, turn right onto Route 202 North. Gas is available ahead on the right, and the Reservoir Tavern is on your left. The tavern has brick oven pies and other Italian eats that draw crowds to this unassuming restaurant established in 1936. Coalition staffer Elliot Ruga says, "Always crowded, always friendly, and always good. This is about as Italian-American as it gets, down to the pinky rings, gold chains, and clunky watches of the guys around the bar. In an authentic old roadhouse, the waitresses greet you with a smile and call you hun. The food is traditional Italian-American comfort and is at its absolute best. The bar area is always alive with friendly, lively conversation, and everyone is always in a good mood. Superb thin crust pizza and delicious pastas are available.